T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 7:15 now on Thanksgiving Eve, day before Thanksgiving. And we're taking your calls about what are you happy and thankful for. And I know a lot of people that are hungry this time of year, or homeless, or are thankful for whatever they get. Jay Weiss joins us now from Second Harvest Food Bank. Hey, Jay, how you?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you, sir. You know, and I'm not trying to sound like a hero here, but I'm just trying to encourage other people. I think there was a point in my life where, you know, I would pass a homeless guy and think to myself, get a job, you bum, and everything else. And then as I educated myself, I realized a lot of these people have mental illnesses. A lot of them, a lot of people don't realize there, but for the grace of God go I. And there are a lot of people, and I'm sure you interact with them, Jay, that never in the world thought they could be homeless. And but for the grace of God, goes you. You know what I mean? The saying is, for the grace of God, go I. And now I say a prayer whenever I see these people to give them strength and help them find their way, because it's not anything to joke about. And I think if you do, you need to sit down, do some research, and educate yourself. All that being said, tell me about Second Harvest Food Bank, about the needs this time of year, throughout the holiday season, and I guess throughout the year. How can people get involved if they want to?
Tommy, thanks for the opportunity to talk about it. What we do at Second Harvest is across 23 parishes, you know, the metro New Orleans area, North Shore, home of Thibodeau, all the way out to Lafayette and Lake Charles. We help people through the holidays and year-round. And if folks want to give back and help, number one, we need volunteers. Now, our food bank is closed on Thanksgiving Day, but what we do through the holidays and year-round is support hundreds of local pantries with about 40 million pounds of food a year. So if you go to our website, you can Google up, just search for Second Harvest Food Bank. We'll be the first result. Or go to no-hunger.org. There's a ton of ways you can give back, including volunteering. Click on the volunteer button. Get signed up. If you're not already in our system, you can go in there, pick out the shifts that you want to work. Tommy, the backbone of our organization is our volunteers. We have about 100 full-time employees, but we have almost 10,000 people, 10,000 individuals a year who volunteer with us, who help work in our kitchen and our repack room, help picking fruit, stuff like that. So one main thing you can do is help us with volunteer hours. If you have kids in school who need service hours, we can help them out with that too. It's at no-hunger.org. Through the holidays, that's one way to help, but we actually need to help year-round as well.
You know, a lot of people, Jay, and rightfully so. You know, Jay Leno told a joke, and you and I have shared this before a long time ago, about, well, thank goodness the holidays are over and we don't have to worry about the homeless and hungry anymore. And while funny, it's funny because it's true, I guess, because a lot of people don't realize that people don't stop being homeless and stop being hungry just because we say Happy New Year and move on. So we'll pick it up there when we come back. When you say picking fruit, what exactly do you mean?
Oh, actually, it's a very cool program where we have volunteers, a separate volunteer program where folks, we've got some families, say, in Braithwaite, Bell Chase, where they have large...
Oh, you mean actually picking it off the tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Folks contact us. Some families will set aside 10 or 20 acres for us. We'll get together a volunteer group. And this is a whole family event where kids can participate. Send out 50 or 100 volunteers to basically pick the citrus that's donated to us that comes back to our warehouse, and we sort it, get it repackaged, and send it out to families that need it.
I'm going to try to get me and the two knuckleheads I work with involved in this, and I think that'd be a great way to spend an afternoon doing that to help out. When you said pick fruit, I thought you were talking about select produce, because that drives me crazy in a grocery store. I can't do that. Wait a minute. Maybe there's a better apple underneath that one. Wait a minute. Maybe there's, there's a Mark in that one. Maybe there's a better one here. We'll be right back. Jay Weiss, Communications Director for Second Harvest Food Bank. I think it'd be kind of cool to spend the afternoon picking fruit. 720, traffic now, WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The yuckiness and the humidity and the warm temperatures, that's supposed to end at sometime this morning. Then the winds turn around and it becomes breezy and dries out a little bit tomorrow. Highs of 67, starts with a low of 48 on the north shore and 55 on the south shore. We're talking to Jay Weiss, Communications Director for Second Harvest Food Bank. Somebody texted in, Jay, they have a class and they're thinking about service hours or a field trip in terms of picking fruit. Because, you know, in terms of giving back, realizing what other people have to do for a living, I don't know that this thing could teach any more lessons because it's and you're out in the sunshine and so forth. How do people get involved if this is something they want to do? And secondly, and if you're just joining us, Jay's talking about for the Second Harvest Food Bank, there are people in Plaquemines Parish that open their farms, and it's like, go pick whatever you want and take whatever you want back to the food bank. And I imagine fresh produce is something, Jay, you all might have a hard time getting.
Indeed, Tommy. It's one of the most requested items. We've got the storage space for it. You know, we've got a 200,000 square foot facility in Harahan, the Elmwood area, kind of in between, and 20,000 square feet of cooler space. So we can definitely hold the product, the fruit or citrus or any type of produce. And for folks, again, if you want to volunteer or for these events that we have, it's no-hunger.org. But on the flip side, if you have a, you know, an orchard or if you have just a few trees in your backyard, we have volunteers that will come out and help you pick that. Well, even with, you know, the 20-foot poles to get those hard-to-reach ones at the top of the tree. So on both sides of it, if you'd like to volunteer for that. But if you have any type of produce, whether it's citrus or anything year-round, Tommy, we have a gentleman who's been with us for about 10 years. He's 88. He looks like he's 70 in La Rose in Lafourche Parish. Mm-hmm. He drained his crawfish ponds, about 30 acres of crawfish ponds, 10 years ago. He's been growing turnips and squash for us ever since.
Wow.
About 100,000 pounds a year. It's just, it's an amazing array of folks who make it what we do possible.
You know, this time of year, everybody tries to buy each other gifts, and it's fine and so forth. Everybody does buy each other gifts. There is nothing. And we played Tracy Porter's interception before. You know, we're very fond of that here, Jay, as we should be.
Mm-hmm.
But there is nothing that makes you feel good like doing something for somebody else. And I will throw in, when you do it anonymously or you don't even know the person you're helping, that to me makes it even more sweet. So in terms of this pick and fruit thing, y'all have days that are set aside and you don't just on one day go out there and pick some fruit, right? I mean, one person?
Oh, no, it's really, really very organized. And just as we get the requests that come in, whether it's somebody who has, you know, five or six trees in their yard and it's overloaded, or it's, you know, 5 or 10 acres, and we schedule way ahead. One of our bigger events with about 500 trees, we're aiming for early January because it's, you know, the fruit's coming in now. Mm-hmm. And then through the holidays into February. So, like I said, no-hunger.org for the details on that. But that's just one of the volunteer opportunities, Tommy. We have we get, you know, several million pounds worth of donated product that comes in from food drives at offices and businesses and churches. That you know, God bless everybody that does that, because that is, you know, part of the backbone of what we do. And then we have volunteers who go through every can, every bag, to, you know, put an eyeball on everything, check for dates. It can be a little out of date, but check for damage. Repackage that and send it back out to the food pantries we support. So we definitely need volunteers for that as well.
One of those, Giving Hope NOLA, you guys are involved with, right, out in New Orleans East?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Give Hope NOLA, that their food pantry, not only do they have, you know, a major soup kitchen right there on the premises of Troy Duhon's place at the dealership, but about a quarter mile down the road, he's got a warehouse of his own. It's about 5 to 10,000 square feet. And one of our biggest partners, Troy's folks, I think last year we provided 1.1 million pounds of food that's been donated. And they help tens of thousands of people a year.
Miss Betty does a phenomenal job of feeding people. But look, you can help somebody you don't know simply by writing a check. If for whatever reason you don't have the time or you're not of the ilk to go pack boxes or whatever, and if they want to do that, Jay, how do they? And I presume there would be a way to donate online with a credit card?
Definitely. And we do need food donations. But, Tommy, absolutely, we do need the monetary donations. Every dollar that is donated helps us provide another four meals. $1 equals four meals that we can provide during the holidays, but also year-round. At the website at no-hunger.org, you can donate online, details on where you can send a check, anything like that. We are a big operation. Like I said, we got 100 full-time employees. We cover 23 parishes and do hundreds of thousands of people a year.
Jay, I appreciate it. Yep. Well, I appreciate your time. We got to go news. Give me the website where people can go again, please.
Certainly, no-hunger.org for Second Harvest Food Bank.
Thank you, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Right now, it's time for WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.